The Sons of Liberty was a secret political organization in the American colonies that protested against British policies and laws before the American Revolution. By the time the Revolution began, there were chapters of the Sons of Liberty in all 13 colonies. The Sons of Liberty formed out of a number of smaller protest groups in 1765 in response to the Stamp Act. The first group was likely formed out of the Loyal Nine in Boston with other groups, soon forming in New York and in Connecticut. The name comes from a speech made in the British Parliament by Irishman Isaac Barr. He referred to the American colonists as the Sons of Liberty when arguing against the passage of the Stamp Act. The Sons of Liberty had to arrange secret meetings or they might get arrested by British soldiers. They had informal gatherings at local taverns such as the Green Dragon Tavern in Boston. More formal meetings were held at night. And in Boston, they met under an elm tree in Hanover Square that was called the Liberty Tree. In New York, they would signal the location by building a tall pole called the Liberty Pole. The first major action of the Sons of Liberty was to protest the Stamp Act. They took direct action by harassing the stamp tax distributors who worked for the British government. The distributors became so scared of the Sons of Liberty that many of them quit their jobs. They also gathered in large groups and protested in the streets. Their protest worked, and the tax was soon repealed by the British government. The most famous action of the Sons of Liberty was the Boston Tea Party, in protest to a tax on tea. Several members boarded trade ships in Boston Harbor and tossed their tea into the water. This act was a major event leading up to the Revolutionary War. As a matter of fact, upon hearing the news of the Tea Party, John Adams exclaimed, "This is the most magnificent movement of all. There is a dignity, a majesty, a sublimity, and the last effort of the Patriots that I greatly admire." The morning after the Tea Party, John Adams also reported, "The town of Boston was never more still and calm of a Saturday night than it was last night. All things were conducted with great order, decency, and perfect submission to government." However, with this background in mind, the Boston Tea Party was not a riot by any stretch of the imagination for two important reasons. First, it was 100% peaceful with no looting, rioting, injury, or destruction of person or private property. Through all of the actions taken by the Patriots during that night, no personal property was destroyed. The tea itself, which was owned by the government-run East India Company and being forced upon the colonists by government edict, was the only item targeted. In a letter written to Benjamin Franklin immediately after the Tea Party, it was explained that the Sons of Liberty arrived and demanded the tea, which was given up to them without the least resistance. They soon emptied all the chests into the harbor to the amount of about 340. This was done without injury to any property or to any man's persons. When they had done their business, they silently departed, and the town has been remarkably quiet ever since. In fact, when it was discovered that one opportunist had filled his pocket with some tea, he was stripped of his booty and his clothes together and sent home naked, with the writer sarcastically noting that it was a remarkable instance of order and justice among savages. By the time the Revolution began, the Sons of Liberty were fairly well organized with groups from different colonies communicating and planning protests together. The Sons of Liberty attracted members from all walks of the colonial life, such as lawyers, dock workers, farmers, doctors, tavern owners, traders, and publishers. Some of the more famous members included such men as Samuel Adams, who is often considered the founding member of the Sons of Liberty. We'll get to him in a moment. John Adams, John Hancock, Patrick Henry, James Otis, Joseph Warren. When the church and the world can jog comfortably along together, you can be sure something is wrong. The world is not compromised. Its spirit is exactly the same as it ever was. If Christians were equally as faithful to the Lord, separated from the world, and living so that their lives were a reproof to all ungodliness, the world would hate them as much as it ever did. It is the church that is compromised, not the world. Catherine Booth, founder of the Salvation Army. And husband to Catherine Booth, the founder of the Salvation Army, William Booth, he rightly stated that the chief danger that confronts the coming century will be religion without the Holy Ghost, Christianity without Christ, forgiveness without repentance, salvation without regeneration, politics without God, and heaven without hell. Friends, prophecy fulfilled.
The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Christian ethic has provided the principles on which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently that we shouldn't rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you that I am a boat rocker.
Hello, friends, as well as a few enemies, scoffers, atheists, skeptics, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys. And, of course, all of you good guys and girls out there, welcome to the Sons of Liberty. Folks, if you want to call in, 281-845-4704. 281-845-4704. Check us out on social media platforms. SonsOfLibertyMedia.com. Subscribe to that page, SonsOfLibertyMedia.com. It's the most censored website, and television, social media platforms, and radio platforms, the most censored in the country. I can guarantee you that without a question, because we're giving you answers, and they don't want you to have the answers, friends. They don't want you to have resolve. That's why they never bring forth justice, and that's a reflection of the people tolerating that nonsense coming from corruption. But if you want to check out social media platforms, go to sonsoflibertymedia.com. The store's there. The schedule's there. Also, contributors from all over the country that are actually a part of the answer that write for the outlet, sonsoflibertymedia.com. You can also check out the morning show, the afternoon show on sonsoflibertymedia.com as well. Also, check us out on beforeitsnews.com, beforeitsnews.com as well. And again, friends, if you want to call in at any time, please do. That number's 281-845-4704, 281-845-4704. Folks, if this is the first time listening to the sonsoflibertyradio.com, do remember that this is the radio show where we think for ourselves and make not the others the measure of our conduct. And why is that, friends? Because it is a terrible place to be when your brains are in someone else's head. True that, we follow the Christ here. Folks, I want to go ahead and call the show, if you will, laying the foundations brick by brick. And why do I say that? Because it's line upon line, precept upon precept. It's step by step. Thy word is a lamp unto thy feet and a light unto thy path, right? And so it's always step by step that we have to walk this life out. And again, I thought of this quote by a guy named Ejad this day, and he said, the systematic theologian is not a creator. He is a collector. We're collecting what Christ has already done for us through imputation. He must not manufacture his own bricks. He must find them in the query of Holy Scripture and build only with what he finds there. How many times when you read the Word of God, people, how many times? I'm talking to 86% of the country. How many times when you read the Word of God, do you left? Are you left leaving without something shining on you, or you receiving something you didn't receive before? And you can read the same book over and over and again, and every single time you read it, what happens? Something new pops out at you. You receive something new. The Bible says you receive the engrafted word, which is able to save your souls. How many of you guys know what I'm talking about? Yeah. See, that's what's so awesome about the Bible. And it's exactly what Ejad said here. It's exactly how things come. We're persistent. We dig. We're digging for gold. And the Lord fails not to deliver, friends. And it's wonderful. And that's not a Bradley Dean word. So I just wanted to make clear, wonderful is not my word. So that is definitely a good word to follow through, friends. Okay. So, or actually with. Did you guys know that George Washington, again, for most people don't even know the history of who their forefathers are, but there's books written about, and as a matter of fact, I got it in my bookshelf at the studios here, where many books are written about George Washington as the apostle, okay? And they also call him the father of our nation. And you can equate that to Abraham. And if you look at John Adams, the second president, they called him the Colossus of Independence. You go to Sons of Liberty and the former governor from Virginia, Patrick Henry. You go back to, Patrick Henry. I was thinking of Samuel Adams, forgive me. And then I was thinking about Patrick Henry, who they described as the prophet of the time, and there was many of those. And then they equate Thomas Jefferson to a teacher. And if you look at 1 Corinthians 12:28, that's exactly what you're going to find there. But it's interesting, is it not, that when you look at the forefathers when they established this country, the divinity of providence and the Lord's tangible spirit there in protecting our forefathers. For example, let me give you this. These are short stories of George Washington during the inception of who we are as a people over 250 years ago and the things that they had to go through to get to the other side. And it shows you that the Lord was their shield and their buckler, Psalm 18:2. So I go over to Monongahela. It's Monongahela is what it's called. The Survival of Monongahela in 1755. Listen to this. During the French and Indian War, Washington had two horses shot from under him and four bullet holes passed through his jacket, yet he was never wounded. An indigenous warrior later claimed to have fired 17 shots at him without any success. Matter of fact, that indigenous individual even looked at him and said, that was the one that the Great Spirit protected. What about the fog at Brooklyn in 1776 following a defeat in the Battle of Long Island, which should show us never, ever to give up, friends, persevere. But following a defeat in the Battle of Long Island, a dense, unexpected fog allowed Washington to evacuate his entire army across the East River to Manhattan, escaping certain destruction. Now, also keep in mind, for a time before that, they were fasting and praying before that fog fell. Some will say, well, that was just a coincidence. No, you don't understand. Nothing happens by coincidence for a Christian man or a Christian woman of God. What about crossing the Delaware? You guys see the famous pictures all the time. In 1776, despite treacherous ice and weather conditions, Washington successfully crossed the Delaware River on Christmas night for a surprise victory at Trenton. Now, again, I want to let you know, friends, as it tells us in Malachi 3:6, I am the Lord that changeth not. And Hebrews 13:8, I'm the same yesterday, today, and forever. I'm not talking about a God of the past. I'm talking about what the Lord did on the behalf of our forefathers, which he's more than able and willing to do on the behalf of their posterity to those that are willing to do and follow in the faith of those that have gone before us. Hebrews 13:7. What about survival against disease and attack? Doesn't this remind you of Psalm 91? Throughout his life, Washington survived various illnesses, smallpox, tuberculosis, and attacks that were fatal to many of his peers, and leading many to believe his life was spared for a special purpose, and it was, until the War of Independence was concluded. The Newburgh Letter, 1783, in a moment that averted a potential mutiny, Washington famously put on his glasses to read a letter stating he had grown not only gray, but nearly blind in the service of my country moving his officers to tiers in security and securing their loyalty. You know, it kind of reminds me of a little of what John Adams said. I'm going to state that on the other side of this, and then we're going to get to it. We're going to pick up and we're going to lay line upon line, brick upon brick, precept upon precept, brick upon brick. We'll be right back. Sons of Liberty Radio.com.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you're already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are positively impacting the future of this country that we all appreciate so much. If you've not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty today. Please call 1-866-233-0747 or go online at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
Hi, I'm Trace Banks, a certified integrative health coach in Charlotte, North Carolina. In my work with clients and physicians' patients, I'm often asked profound questions about God's Word. People want to know where they can find deeper biblical teaching, truth, beyond what they're hearing in their own churches. I point them to Bradley Ding's ministry, the Sons of Liberty Radio.com show, where he challenges listeners to remain firmly rooted in God's Word while boldly standing for liberty and justice within our government. Monday through Saturday at 2 Central Time for uncompromising truth that motivates action.
BBSRadio.com.
Hey everybody, Alex Newman here, award-winning international journalist with Liberty Sentinel Media. We broke some of the critical stories exposing the COVID hoax, the lies about the injections, and so much more way before it was cool. We exposed the UN, the climate hoax, the U.S. government, and so much more, all from a biblical perspective, with a goal of bringing you all the information you need to keep your family and yourself happy, healthy, and free. Check us out at libertysentinel.org and subscribe for free at libertysentinel.org/subscribe.
Don't have a place to go to church on Sunday? Then come join us at the Sons of Liberty and Bradley Dean. For many people, finding a home church that preaches the gospel in accordance with the scripture can be difficult. Many churches today have become self-help centers and very humanistic without pointing their finger to Christ and the cross that all genuine Christians must bear, just as our Lord did. If you are looking for a church that preaches the truth without compromise from the inherent Word of God and the power of the Holy Spirit, then look no further than joining us every Sunday at 9 a.m. Central Time on the Sons of Liberty Radio, live on Rumble.
Governments, like clocks, go from the motion men give them. Wherefore, governments rather depend upon men than men upon government. Let men be good, and the government cannot be bad. But if men be bad, the government will never be good. William Penn. Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty, folks. I'm just building up today. Again, go back to Jeremiah 1:10. The Bible is the rock upon which our republic rests. You can bring that over to Matthew 7 as well. But I am just building. What I did is, during the first segment, I highlighted that we're building line upon line, precept upon precept, brick upon brick upon brick upon brick. And the only way that we're going to extract that, friends, those building blocks are given unto us by the Holy Ghost. Okay? And so what we're doing is we're taking it into the natural and getting back to what it was that we've been talking about so I can build up. But it's got to be off a foundation that's been plowed, Hosea 10:12. Read these scriptures when they come up, friends. But I was just highlighting the miracles concerning George Washington. And folks, I'll tell you what, the history of your forefathers is completely inverted, backwards, upside down on its head, and antithetical to who they were. Because if I spent time every day on this show just showing you what they went through, the pain, the suffering, the trials to give us what it is that we have today, you would say to me, Bradley, that's not at all what I heard about our forefathers. I know you've been listening to the revisionists. You've been listening to the mainstream media, the mockingbird media, and their useful idiots that have been doing their best to revise who we are. And what is it? What do communists do, friends? They erode your history. And yet, our forefathers told us to study the past. And why did they do that? Because they took the time to know the word. And what does Jeremiah 6:16 say? Go back to the old past. What does the Proverbs tell us about the new way, friends, and change? Not to be given to change. Folks, the current day, modern day politician, again, working hand in glove with the mainstream media and their useful idiots, are at war with what your forefathers established. I am here to say we're not going to let that sacrifice go. We're going to live for what they died for. Just like first and foremost in the spirit, I'm speaking metaphorically, but also in parables and speaking to the carnal man, 1 Corinthians 2:14. So when I look at what Christ did for me on the cross, because again, the only sin that Christ ever had was mine. Okay, and the only righteousness I will ever have is what he imputed unto me by faith. It's what he's done, and that is the fruit of regeneration. Okay, we live unto them that died for us. That's called gratitude. Okay. And I wanted to go ahead and finish this little segment before we pick this back up again. But John Adams, I was highlighting the Colossus of Independence. Do you know that he is the most underrated forefather, at least one of them, that we know of? Ben Franklin, everybody talks about him. Everybody talks about Thomas Jefferson. Everybody talks about none other than George Washington. In many cases, rightfully so. We don't want to dishonor their memory. Alexander Hamilton, the list goes on. But what about John Adams? He was the Colossus of Independence. People, do you realize if it was not for John Adams and him alone, we would not be here today? And yet, if you go to Washington, D.C., you can't see hide nor hair of John Adams. And did you know that he said he was going to be forgotten by posterity? Only to have the Lord during the 2000s, the early 2000s, actually created a documentary on John Adams and the life thereof, which is second to none. There are subtitles, friends, where you can learn the history of John Adams. Second to none. He was a prophet from start to finish. He was the one that told us. I want you to listen to our forefathers for a moment, friends. He said, John Adams did, posterity, that's me and you. He said, you will never know how much it cost the present generation, that's theirs, to preserve our freedoms today. He said, I hope you will make a good use of it, because he said, if you do not, I shall repent in heaven that I ever took half the pains to preserve it. My goodness. I'd rather have the Lord take a hold of my heart and preach from this pulpit than to go from my head, because God speaks to the heart, not the head. The head comes secondly, people. But I want to go to this, and I want you to listen carefully to the end of the Declaration of Independence. Again, highlighting what so few in this country have ever taken the time to read. Okay? What does it say here? It says here, during the end of the Declaration of Independence, after our forefathers wrote down on the Declaration of Independence, making reference to the Lord four different times, showing their posterity, me and you, what it is they will not put up with, which was three quarters of that document, they ended it with this. And for support of this declaration, with a firm reliance upon the protection of divine providence, the God of Abraham, the God of Isaac, the God of Jacob, the God of our Lord Jesus Christ. That's who they relied upon for protection. We mutually pledge to each other our lives, our fortunes, and our sacred honors. They put their necks on the line for us, friends. Did you hear what I said? They put their necks and their lives on the line for us. Matter of fact, since we're talking about it right now, maybe I should just go down to the end of one of the programs that I do across the country so you can all the well understand how this hits home. And what is it that you're talking about, Bradley? Well, this is what I want you to know. Did you know that the signers of the Declaration of Independence, did you know that five of the signers, did you know they were captured by British as traitors and tortured before they died? Did you know that the king across the pond that would not be ruled by God, do you know that he convinced the people in his country that our forefathers were terrorists? That sounds familiar, doesn't it, friends? Because that's exactly what the Department of Homeland Security has defined the American people as. Not foreigners, not invaders, not themselves, the double agents that they are under Zionism today. Folks, just think about this. It's the same, folks, we've been given the opportunity by the Lord to go through a similar process as what the Lord put our forefathers through. Who's in? I want to know. Who's in? This is an opportunity, people. What the Lord is bestowing upon us right now is an opportunity to stand up and be counted, okay, for the kingdom that we are to receive on the behalf of our posterity, just like our forefathers did. It's our Father's good pleasure to give unto us the kingdom of God. And it's time for us now, not tomorrow again, not kicking the can down the road that doesn't exist any longer, but to stand up and prove the God of Israel for our generation. I'm in. I'm all in. Because I'm living for what those guys died for. Five signers were captured by the British as traitors, and they were all tortured before they died. 12 had their homes ransacked and burned. Two lost their sons in the Revolutionary Army. Another had his two sons captured. 9 of the 56 fought and died from the wounds or hardships of the Revolutionary War, War of Independence. John Hart was driven from his wife's bedside when she was dying. Their 13 children fled for their lives. His fields were laid to waste. And for more than a year, he lived in forests and caves, returning home to find his wife dead and his children vanished. And a few weeks later, he died from exhaustion and a broken heart. Hey, folks, as it says in the book of Hebrews 11, to whom the world was not worthy, to whom the world was not worthy. The man lived in caves. The man lived in forests while he was fleeing for his life to give us what we have today. And he was standing there and doing what he did to give unto us what it is that we have today. You know what most Americans do today, friends? They tuck tail and they capitulate contrary to the commands of God, yet they have the audacity to say that they belong to the Lord. No, they don't. The devil can't even use them. They don't belong to the Lord. He that saith, I know him and keepeth not his commandments is a liar, and the truth is not in him. Read Psalm 78, verse 9. Instead of standing up and doing what it was and proving the God of Israel, what do? They tuck tail and they run. Just the exact opposite of those that sacrificed to give us what we have today. Oh, America's filled with them. I'm going to go to Florida now because it's getting too hard in my state. I'm going to go over to this state because it's getting too... Hey, you're a part of the problem in that state. Do you think Florida wants your problems? What, when it gets so bad in Florida, you're going to tuck tail and run when it's time for you to stand up and fight as well? I mean, how many states? Hey, folks, let me tell you, the situation that you're in today has been procured by the American people unto themselves because of what they've allowed in the pulpits and what they've allowed in the halls of government. That is a direct reflection of who we are in this country. And I'm not going to add myself to that lot, but a majority of what I see in this country. That's a majority of what we see in this country. Folks, I can't even get law enforcement to stand up and enforce the law in some cases, let alone the representatives in this country in most cases. It's interesting. We come back to that word justice again and again and again. By the way, Morris and Livingston suffered similar fates. Your freedom is not free. Someone sacrificed themselves to give you what you have. What are you doing with that gift?
So, you want to make a difference, but you don't know where to start. You've been listening to the Sons of Liberty radio show and have been thinking, there are so many others who need to hear this message as well, but you just don't know how to reach them.
Well then, this is the perfect time for you to stop thinking and start doing. It's time to schedule an event in your community with Bradley Dean and the Sons of Liberty. It's easier than you probably think, and the impact can literally be life-changing for those who attend. So don't wait. If you want to learn more on how to schedule an event with Bradley Dean, then give us a call at 1-866-233-0747. That's 1-866-233-0747. And together, we can make a difference in our world today.
It's Emmy-winning investigative journalist, nationally published author, and radio host Shad Olson to tell you what I think about my friend and compatriot, Bradley Dean. In the era of the podcast, big talkers are a dime a dozen or maybe even cheaper than that. Bradley Dean is a patriot who not just talks the talk, but he walks the walk each and every day.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
Wisconsin Christian News is a nationally distributed, real printed newspaper that takes on the tough issues of our day, and we don't waste time with nonsense. We have some of the best red pill writers in the country, including Bradley Dean, and we tell you the truth you need to know. It's unlike anything you've seen before. Email us to get your free sample copy. Go to WisconsinChristianNews.com. Also, watch our TV program every Tuesday at 5 p.m. Central at WCNTV.net.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are positively impacting the future of this country that we all appreciate so much. If you've not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty today. Please call 1-866-233-0747 or go online at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
Mary Queen Scots said of that of the prophet John Knox in Scotland, the trumpet blast, that she feared his prayers more than all of the armies of Europe. John Knox said of himself, considering myself called of my God to instruct the ignorant, comfort the sorrowful, confirm the weak, and rebuke the proud, by tongue and lively voice in these corrupt days, rather than to compose books for the age to come, seeing that so much is written and yet so little well observed, I decree to contain myself within the bounds of that vocation whereunto I found myself especially called. What is the purpose of magistrates, our said representatives, in the halls of government? 1 Peter 2:14 tells us, or unto governors as unto them that are sent by him, the Lord, for the punishment of evildoers and for the praise of them that do well. Our Constitution was made only for a moral and a religious people, Christian. It is wholly inadequate to the government of any other. Human passions unbridled by morality and religion, Christianity, would break the strongest cords of our Constitution as a whale goes through a net. The second President of the United States of America, Mr. John Adams. Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty, 281-845-4704. You want to call in, I appreciate it. Hey, by the way, any orders on sonsoflibertymedia.com, they go out first thing in the morning. You'll have your orders within 3 to 5 days. You want to know who we are, what we have been doing? We just got back from doing a high school in the Midwest here just this last Monday. And 20-hour round trip. I would do it all over again, let's put it that way. Right? That is the Great Commission, and I willfully look for those opportunities to take them. But again, we're out there doing what we asked the Lord to do, and that's to give unto us the heathen as thine inheritance in the uttermost parts of the earth. And again, we find that in Psalm 2:8, and then we see Jesus saying, follow me, and I'll cause you to become fishers of men. If you're not a fisher of men, friends, you better ask yourself the question, what spirit are you born of? Listen to me. Let's go back to the last segment. I see the calls. Just hold up. I want to put this in a right window here concerning the timing. But there was a man named J.C. Ryle. He was a preacher boy. He really, truly was a preacher boy. One that we can all learn from as we avail to the lessons that have been taught through his life as he follows the Christ. He said the saddest symptom about many so-called Christians is the utter absence of anything like conflict and fight. I got to tell you, that is one of the things, and I've said it on the show before, I've asked this 1,000 times, not to just people on the radio, but to people around me. Why am I the only one that's extremely agitated about what's going on? Oh, and I want to tell you what, it's not me being agitated by what's going on to try to save my butt. No, it's to save yours. Okay? I just want to make clear you all understand that. Because if in the process or the transition of what's up and coming concerning the current times, what it takes to get to the other side for our posterity, if I don't make it, I'm here to tell you I don't deserve it. Because I was a part of the problem for 28 years of my life. But I want to say this, my whole objective, regardless if I get there or not, is to make sure that there's way for our posterity who do not deserve what it is that's falling upon them even now. I'm doing my best to right the wrongs and to build that where things have been taken down. And I'm talking about Isaiah 58, verse 12. Let me go back to J.C. Ryle. The saddest symptom about many so-called Christians is the utter absence of anything like conflict and fight. I'm in it all the time. Against spiritual apathy in their profession. They eat, they drink, they dress, they work, they amuse themselves. They get money, they spend money, they go through a brief round of formal religious services once or twice a week. But of the great spiritual warfare, they know nothing of it. It's watchings and struggling, said J.C. It's agonies and anxieties. It's battles. It's contests. Of all these things, they appear to know nothing at all. It sounds like E.M. Bounds is what this sounds like. He said, let us take care that this case is not our own. This is prevalent. This is prevalent in the walk of those that profess Christianity. You see no warfare. You see no affliction. You see, folks, they don't have enemies because they've never stood for anything a day in their life. They live and they create this deceptive bubble called false peace. And some will say, well, Bradley, great is the peace of those whose minds are stayed on thee. Yes, but in the warfare, in Christ, in me, you will have what? Here, let me show you this, friends. I want you to see this since we're talking about it right now, because apparently somebody needs to hear it just like I do. And in saying that, John 16:33 comes to my aid, and I'm being led, Romans 8:14, to go ahead and read that for you. In this war, I don't want that translation. We're going to go back. John 16:33, King James Version, and we're going to hold to it. And what does it say? These things I've spoken unto me, or unto you, forgive me, that in me you might have peace. This is Jesus, okay? In the world you shall have tribulation, but be of good cheer. Because the Lord said, I've overcome the world. And it's also interesting that when I look in the book of Thessalonians, it talks about how we're appointed unto afflictions. And I think about other scriptures like, even those that desire to live a godly life shall be persecuted. But there's no persecution. There's no trial. There's no tribulation in their life. No, the devil's leaving them alone to themselves until the appointed day of judgment, where they answer to the Lord, not for what so much as to what they did, but what it is that they didn't do, they'll also answer for on that day. Hebrews 9:27, 2 Corinthians 5:10, also going to Revelation 21, verse 8. We got John calling from the southernmost part of the United States of America. What say you, John?
Good day, Bradley. How are you doing?
I'm fired up, sir.
Me too, buddy, because I think that... I got two issues that I'd like. One is an observation, the other one is history related. But an observation to me is that you know, down where I'm at, and then up where you live, I have a different type of carpetbaggers. You have another region or zone of carpetbaggers. Why can't these people or these politicians, like the people that you talk to, if you could suggest to them that, you know, you can't just get an address and move into a state and then run for something. Why isn't it that somebody has to be there 10, 15 years before they can ever open their mouth?
I'm a little lost.
As far as, like, you know, all the people that are in charge of your state aren't even from Minnesota.
All right. Well, they've been appointed. They've been installed by the CIA. There's no question about it.
Well, yeah, it's a selection. It's a selection, not an election.
Absolutely.
Right? And they're all moved around like chess pieces.
Yep.
When they know nothing of the state. I built multiple. You can go by past building after building that I built in Albert Lea, Austin, you know, et cetera. But on that note, you know, I'm trying to remember my history as far as the coat that had a bunch of holes in it, right?
Yep.
And wasn't it Chief Joseph Brandt that called off his sharpshooters in that battle with Washington and said, no, the Creator has something in store for this person. Stop shooting.
Yeah. Well, in essence, that's exactly what he said. In essence, that's exactly what he did.
Yeah, I think he was the Iroquois chief, right?
Yep, that's right. I don't know his name, but I do know that he had said, this is the one that the Great Spirit watches over. I can do a whole show on that for you if you'd like, John, and I think it's worthy of our attention. I mean, if they went through what they went through to establish what it is that we have, I think we should take the time to at least acknowledge it. So I'll spend some time on that on one of the shows up and coming if you'd like.
All of the Indians knew who God was.
Yep, they did. That's right. And they also knew which one the Lord was protecting and the cause of the one that they were protecting. You're exactly right. Totally appreciate the call, John. I always do. We got Dan calling in from none other than Indiana. Welcome to the Sons of Liberty, my friend. What say you?
Hey, friend. Thank you for taking my call. I want to respond to your comment about our responsibilities to be engaged and run away. That seems to be the theme today.
Yep.
So my question is, I've been to many churches that I walked away from because they're not preaching the full gospel of Jesus Christ.
Mm-hmm.
Should I have the responsibility to remain and try to change? And that's hard to do if you're not in leadership. But I'd appreciate your input on that.
Yeah, I mean, Dan, I know who you are. You're my friend from Indiana, and you are engaged. And I want to be careful because I don't want to be the one to put a wedge between you and others. But the bottom line is if they're not outside of the building, you better find a place that is. Because that should be a barracks where men and women are raised up as soldiers of the cross of Christ to go outside of the camp to bear the reproach of Christ. And if they're not doing that, what are they doing? It's just a little good old boy club that's bringing absolutely no change to the culture, and we're called to be the ones to do just that. The culture is the church's report card, and I look at that every day concerning the county in which I live and the places that I go. If that culture is corrupt, it's because the church is corrupt and they're not doing their job.
I agree, and I have a good church. You've met our pastor and some of our elders. They preach the full gospel of Jesus Christ. But I look back in my past, and I've walked away from so many other churches, and it just bothers me that maybe I had a responsibility there. And I posted in the chat, John 17:15, Jesus' prayer of intercession for his disciples.
Yep.
That God should not take them out of the world, but keep them from evil. So I appreciate your input, Bradley.
Hang on a second, Dan, though. Okay, because I gave my input. What is it that you're looking for from me? Because my objective has always been, and I'll bring you back to just, I think, about a week and a half ago, I brought up the fact that I used to take my team, and we had about 30 to 50 people on the crew, and we were doing high schools all across the country. And there were some that were content to be, more than not, were content to be just where they were. And we have a map up in the studio. And what I did is I'd always bring everybody in. We'd have like we'd have a church service in there, and I'd look at people that I knew that were they were content with where they were at. And to me, first of all, you're not going to find that in Scripture, Colossians 1:29, 1 Corinthians 15, because if you're born of that Spirit of God, you're always on the move, striving to do what it is that the Lord is doing. And I didn't see that in quite a few of the people. So what I did is I looked up on the map and I said, this is our playground. And I said, if you want to stay inside of the building and you want to have pizza parties, then you can go. No bad blood. Bye. The fact of the matter is, this is what we're doing, and this is what we're going to continuously do. So my input is just that. Our objective is people. It's not to just sit inside of a building and to preach the gospel of Jesus Christ. We got to preach to the whole world, my friend, and that's exactly what we should be doing.
Nations around the world, including the U.S., are being purposely destroyed from within by their own governments. Are you tired of the lies of the politicians and communists? Wisconsin Christian News is a national newspaper that tells it like it is. We don't have time for nonsense. We publish the truth, whether it's popular or not. WisconsinChristianNews.com. Subscribe today, print or online. WisconsinChristianNews.com.
This is Bradley Dean from the Sons of Liberty Radio.com, broadcasting live Monday through Friday at 2 to 3 p.m. Central Standard Time, as well as Saturdays from 1 to 3 p.m. Founded back in 2004, BBS Radio TV stands as a trailblazer in remotely engineered broadcasts over the internet. BBS ignited the new media revolution, offering a powerful platform for vital voices such as ours and alternative perspectives that mainstream media often silences. The Sons of Liberty's BBS live broadcasts spans into 46 countries and streams into 200 of the world's largest internet broadcast stations, with on-demand syndication across all major social networks and podcast platforms. The visionary twin brothers Douglas and Donald Newsom crafted over 100,000 radio and web TV episodes for more than 1,000 satisfied clients. BBS Radio. Martin Luther King Jr. rightly stated that I must admit, America, that I was initially disappointed in being so categorized as an extremist. But as I continued to think about the matter, I gradually gained a bit of satisfaction from being an extremist. Was not Abraham Lincoln an extremist? This nation cannot survive half slave and half free. Was not Thomas Jefferson an extremist? We hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal. So the question is not whether we will be extremists, but what kind of an extremist we will be. We will be extremists for the preservation of injustice, or will we be extremists for the cause of justice? He goes on and says, history will record that the greatest tragedy of this period of social transition was not the strident clamor of the bad people, but the appalling silence of the good people. James Madison, the father of our Constitution, said, do not separate text from historical background. If you do, you will have perverted and subverted the Constitution, which can only end in a distorted, bastardized form of illegitimate government. He also stated that the future and success of America is not in this Constitution, but in the laws of God upon which this Constitution is founded. Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty. Here, I got something for you, my friend Dan from Indiana. Give me 100 preachers who fear nothing but sin to offend God and desire nothing but the Lord. He said, I care not whether they be clergymen or laymen. They alone will shake the gates of hell and set up the kingdom of heaven upon earth. Let me say that again. Because the church is to be on the offensive, not on the defensive. Are you listening to me, patriots and conservatives? If you call yourself a patriot and or a conservative, put patriot up to Matthew 5:17. Okay, Romans 3:31. You call yourself a conservative, read Matthew 5:13. Because you're to be the salt of the earth. And the salt does what? It stops the putrefaction, the demoralization of a society. That's what's going on in culture today, and it's purposed by a bunch of people that are being sold to you as the good guys. Because you don't know the Word of God. You don't know the Constitution. You know, it's one of those things that I continuously tell people. If you want to, you know, so I posted something the other day and somebody said, you're being disrespectful. I said, no, you're being disrespectful by tolerating their crimes in the halls of government when you all the well know that's exactly what they're doing, desecrating the blood of those that gave their all to give them the opportunity to be in the office. You are disrespecting the office. But I'm saying this for the purpose, friends, that we're called to be the salt of the earth. Patriots, we're called to uphold the law and magnify the law that Christ did not come to abrogate. That's never gone away in our constitutional republic. We're ruled by law in this country, not the shenanigans and the games that are being played by the grown-ups today that never grew up. Let me go back. This is for my friend Dan. This is for those that have ears to hear. Because the Lord doesn't use a majority, he uses a minority. Read Gideon. Read David. He said in Psalm 27:1, even of all the armies of the earth, he didn't care because he understood that anointing, that resurrection spirit was more than willing to be the conqueror against all of them. He understood when he stood up against Goliath, and the list goes on. But read Psalm 27, people. And let me go back over to John Wesley. He said, I got this up in my office. It says this, it says, give me 100 preachers who fear nothing but sin and desire nothing but the Lord, and I care not whether they be clergymen or laymen, they alone will shake the gates of hell and set up the kingdom of heaven upon the earth. That's the only way it's set up. That's the only way it's set up. You know, it's funny how many people sit and talk big and bad until it goes further than just talking big and bad. Talk, 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 talk. It's like a bunch of parrots all day long. Do nothing but talk. Again, it reminds me of the Epicureans and Stoics. They just want something to talk about. Hey, folks, you're allowing the bad guys to desecrate the memories of the good guys and the blood shed for your freedoms. That's what's going on. And it should agitate everybody in this country to no end to put a stop to it. But they're not. They're being entertained. They're being entertained by their oppressors, and they're propping up their oppressors because they don't know the difference. That's a fact. I'm going to go ahead and take our friend Henry from Arkansas. Welcome to the Sons of Liberty, Henry. What say you, my lit friend?
Hey, brother.
Hey.
I tell you what, I'm right there with you. I'm ready.
Amen.
I'm ready to go bring justice back to these people.
Amen. Amen.
You know what I mean?
Amen.
I mean, we get blocked, we get censored. That should wake you up right there, just a little bit of that. You know what I mean?
Oh, yeah.
You know why they're censoring you? Because you're 100% right.
Yep. Yep.
100% right. We're tired of it.
Henry,
man, we're telling people.
Yeah, listen, I know. Now we have little Coke snorting Marco Rubio pounding the war drum again. It's like, listen, you want to, what a same exact scenario 10, 15 years later. Say, you know what? If we don't deal with Iran, they're going to attack us. If we don't deal with this country, they're going to attack us, only to destroy their country, steal their resources like we did in Iraq, with the blood of our boys. And what do? They come back. The American people realize there was no weapons of mass destruction. The said president said it over and over and over again after the fact with the half smirk on his face. At the expense of the blood of your boys, only to steal away their natural resources where they made, Halliburton made $34.5 billion off of stealing their oil. And it's exactly what they're trying to do right now. If they want a war, Henry, send them and their kids. And then we'll know it's a war.
That's right. Oh, I already know what they're going to do, Bradley. They're going to go over there. Israel's going to attack Iran. They're going to have some of our military boys standing, you know, the Americans, standing out there so they can get killed, and Trump's going to go, hey, we're going to go get them guys. They just killed American citizens.
That's right.
You know what I mean? Come on.
Yeah.
It's the same old ploy over and over, just like you said. It's not for nothing but to overthrow those governments, just like the Twin Towers. Why? To take over the whole of the Middle East. That's why they did it, and steal all their resources.
And regardless of how much information the American people have, they can agree with us all day long, Henry. And what do they do? They do nothing. They do nothing.
Nothing.
They allow it. They don't put any pressure on our said representatives that are committing crimes. They're being entertained by them, Henry. They're literally supporting their own oppressors is what they're doing.
Amen. That's right.
Amen.
That's right.
Thanks for the call, man. I totally appreciate it. I really do. I don't mean to cut you off. I got 4 minutes left. I do want to say that you all do understand. Little snorting Marco Rubio's out there banging the war drum, and it's the same scenario, friends. If we don't do anything about it, this is what they're going to do to us. It's always the same. It's always the same, only to find out it was a lie. Just like Iraq, just like Afghanistan, just like the Somalian war, just like Vietnam. Remember Vietnam, the Tonkin Bay incident where our government attacked them and they reported back to America that they attacked us, only to find out that the opposite was true? Folks, even look to World War II. Look what happened there in Pearl Harbor. We went to the USS Arizona. Oh, 15 years ago, they used to have a video up there. Actually, it was longer than that because it was right before September 11th. And they used to show a video how Roosevelt basically disarmed all of our military before the attacks. And then after September 11th, they adjusted the narrative again. Hey, folks, history is written by men who hung heroes. How long are you going to allow them to hang heroes, people? How long are you going to allow this? Hey, folks, I'm talking lawful here. I'm talking about lawfully bringing reform here. Listen to me. I hate violence. I hate it. But, folks, your enemy that you put up with, they love it. And this is what they rest upon. Hey, folks, if it wasn't true, how come there's still no justice? How come everybody's being delivered up except those on the Epstein file in America? Why overseas are your said representatives in this current administration, including the film, why is it being released worldwide except here in your own backyard? How is it that you're appeased that they accuse everybody for what they're guilty of? Folks, they're doing the same thing to you. Do you not understand this? If it wasn't true, then where is the justice? Here, I got a post right here. I'm not even going to try to say his name. Here, I'll try. Alexander Solzhenitsyn said, a communist system can be recognized by the fact that it spares the criminals, just like it is right now. And what does it do? It criminalizes their political opponents, just like me. Do you understand? This is where you're at right now. They're trying to disarm you, Americans. Hey, all of you that are censoring me, all of you that are monitoring me, just rest assured, your time is coming. And of course, you're going to say, you're just doing your job. No, no, no. What you don't know is when you lie and you steal and you kill and you censor and you commit crimes for somebody, rest assured, when they don't need you anymore, they're going to turn on you as well. People, we have to come together. People, we have to have conversations because we're all saying the same thing. Enough of what is going on here. It's time for the American people to get it right with the Lord. You have violated his law. That is enough to say, I need a savior. And that law exposes and it detects my crime and my transgressions before God, Exodus 20. And what it does is it drives me to the foot of the cross. The law does nothing but condemn me. And it drives me to the living Christ, who I repent for and receive by, because I've offended him. Repentance towards God and faith in our Lord Jesus Christ. Ask the Lord to wash you in his blood from all of your sin, and ask him that you might be born again of his spirit, John 3:3, and that you might be a part of the answer going on and what's needed in this country more now than ever. Read 2 Corinthians 7:10-11. That's the fruit of a repentant man and a repentant woman. Folks, I got our said representative, a senator, on the show with me tomorrow from 1 to 3 live. I'll talk to you in 23 hours, 1 to 3 Saturdays. Talk to you soon. By the way, Sundays, 9 a.m., we have church right here every Sunday. Love you by what we do. See ya.